E-waste is a term that refers to all the computers, cell phones, and electronic devices that are thrown away when they've outlived their usefulness. Most of these objects contain toxic materials, sometimes in surprisingly large amounts. Around the planet, landfills are struggling to contain the massive amounts of e-waste that's piling up, and now they'll have to cope with an influx of television sets, ones that were made obsolete by the nationwide digital TV conversion. Next, Christopher Conover reports on how Tucson is handling the situation.
The television digital conversion has come and gone. Maybe you decided to get rid of your old TV and buy a new one. So what do you do with the old set? Andrew Quigley, the director of Tucson Environmental Services, has that answer.
We do recommend that people try to recycle them, but we will also accept them here at the Los Reales landfill as trash, and we will landfill them, and the contents of that television will be perfectly safe for our environment.
Now, you may have noticed that Quigley said perfectly safe for our environment. Does that mean your old TV is a hazard? Well, not exactly.
They contain lead, which is embedded in glass, and so if you take that glass and you grind it up and you subject it to a toxic characteristics leaching procedure test, it will fail that test for lead. However, a whole TV that's brought to the landfill and one of our pieces of equipment drives over top of it and crushes that tube, that lead will be in that tube forever. And it will be in this landfill forever and represents no threat to our groundwater.
And Quigley says the reason it represents no threat to the groundwater is that the landfill is surrounded by a big white liner. In simplistic terms, think of it as a garbage bag.
It's a big, thick garbage bag, and it's also got several layers with it. So not only is there one layer, but there are a couple of layers, as well as compaction tests done to ensure that everything is sealed up properly.
Liquid can leach out of the landfill. That's where a collection system comes into play, putting that liquid back into the landfill to further help break the material in the landfill down. And if something does escape, it doesn't go unnoticed, according to Quigley.
We have a whole series of monitoring wells that monitor the groundwater, and it's regulated by the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality, and they get those reports as well. So we have third parties looking at what goes on, so we're very aware of that. We have methane monitoring around the site to ensure that gas is extracted here.
So if you get a new TV, go ahead and recycle it or take it to the landfill. But waste managers do ask that you don't just put it out on the curb for bulk collection, because if the truck picking it up crushes it, you end up with glass all over the curb. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.
If you have electronic devices in need of recycling right now, Tucson Clean and Beautiful is holding a special e-waste recycling event next Saturday, June 27th at Reed Park from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also, the next episode of the television show Frontline World is titled The Digital Dumping Ground, and it looks at the global crisis of e-waste. That program premieres on PBS HD next Tuesday, June 23rd at 9 p.m. We have links for more information on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org.